Cliche conversations. Without fail, on Mondays, you're going to find yourself dealing with small talk. Whether it's the person ringing up your bagel, your toddler's preschool teacher, or maybe even that coworker that can't wait to ask you about your weekend.
You see that game? How about that weather, huh? You think it's ever going to stop raining?
Here are the three cliche conversation topics you'll hear the most today. Coming in at number one, Raven. It is spring. Saturday was officially the first day of spring. So today you're going to hear things like, how happy are you that it's spring? Or my favorite, I already heard this yesterday, we're almost there. What does that even mean? Right. Where are we going?
Where are we going? And we're almost where?
Right.
What is happening here? The one with me and my neighbors will be all about how our grass looks terrible.
Mm.
Our grass is terrible. I don't know. I just keep throwing money at it. The conversation goes nowhere. And our lawns seldom improve.
Right. Well, good news, Raven. We're almost there.
Right.
Number two thing you're going to hear a lot today in your cliche conversations is all about the vaccines. Did you get your vaccine? Are you getting the vaccine? Mm. Which one did you get?
Right.
Which one do you want?
How are you feeling after getting your vaccine? Do you think you'll have an extra arm?
Mm-hmm. Today, we can add to that, what do you think about AstraZeneca? Now, this is big news over the last 24 hours because AstraZeneca just finished a U.S. trial where it showed that it was 79% effective, but they've been having a lot of issues overseas in Europe because they discontinued it temporarily because they were saying that it possibly was causing blood clots. There's no real science to prove that yet, but now it's like, are they going to approve it here with all the questions going on over in Europe?
All I know is I don't want that one.
Right, see?
Well,
there's the
I'm
conversation.
Not taking that one.
Why
I'm not
are you
getting
not
that
it?
One. Mm-hmm. Give me another one, please.
And the third cliche conversation you're going to hear about today and you have to prepare yourself for is your bracket busted? March Madness is underway, and the Cinderella story has evolved over the weekend. The number 15 seed, Oral Roberts, beat Florida this weekend, which was the number one seed, and basically busted everybody's bracket.
Not mine. I'm in second place, and I have no idea what I'm doing in the office pool.
I didn't even know how to fill out the brackets that I accidentally filled out two and then had to pay for two brackets somehow. So that shows you the situation I'm in. Those are the three things you're going to hear about all day today.